This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump's lawyers started their impeachment trial defense Saturday by arguing that Democrats are trying to overturn the 2016 election results. We get more from AP Sagar Meghani at the White House.
With the Senate in for a rare Saturday session, White House counsel Pat Cipollone argued the president did nothing wrong in dealings with Ukraine, and Democrats know.
Interference in an election in American history.
Cipollone and other lawyers repeatedly accused Democrats of holding back key facts. Senators will now get the truth in longer sessions next week. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, great, let's have more information, saying the Trump presentation underlined Democrat demands for witnesses and documents.
We thank the president's counsel for
Meghani at the White House.
Democratic impeachment managers held a news conference after the president's legal team finished their opening arguments Saturday morning. Representative Gerald Nadler said the argument made by the president's team that House impeachment managers should have brought forth their witnesses by now ignored the fact that President Trump ordered members of his administration not to testify to the impeachment inquiry.
Remember, the president gave a blanket order to everyone not to testify. All members of executive agencies, the people who testified in front of the Intelligence Committee, were defying direct orders from the president.
Trump is accused of abusing his power by withholding military aid until Ukraine agreed to investigate a political rival and of obstructing congressional investigations into the abuse charge. The president's lawyers continue their case Monday. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping said his country is facing a grave situation because of a coronavirus that has now killed at least 56 people. President Xi held a Politburo meeting Saturday as the country tried to contain the viral outbreak. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
A local Beijing newspaper reported that the city is to shut all inter-province shuttle buses from Sunday in a bid to stop the virus from spreading during one of China's busiest travel periods, its Lunar New Year holiday. In Hubei province, where Wuhan is located, authorities are rushing to build a 1,000-bed hospital in 6 days to treat patients. The region is grappling with hundreds of patients affected by the virus in treatment, some of which are critically ill. And the virus is spreading across the world.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Turkish President Erdogan spoke to victims of a powerful earthquake Saturday that killed at least 29 people and wounded more than 1,400 others. Erdogan canceled his plans in Istanbul and traveled to Ilatsa and Malatya to inspect rescue efforts. Searchers continued to dig through the rubble of several collapsed buildings, with some people found alive and brought out on Saturday. The magnitude 6.8 quake hit Ilatsa province in eastern Turkey late Friday. More than 350 aftershocks have followed the main quake. Four people were killed after Iraqi security forces raided Baghdad's main protest site on Saturday and tried to eject protesters in southern cities. Firing live rounds and tear gas, the new push to end the sit-ins and restore order came hours after cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who counts millions of supporters in Baghdad and the south, said he would halt his involvement in anti-government unrest. Clashes then took place after authorities began removing concrete barriers near Tahrir Square, where anti-government demonstrators have camped out for months. There were also protests in Lebanon, with police clashing with demonstrators who had come to protest the new government. There have been protests going on in Lebanon since October against what the demonstrators say is an elite government that leaves most Lebanese without the means of making a living. Boeing completed the maiden flight of one of the world's largest twin-engine jetliners, the 777X, as the embattled plane maker steps up competition with European rival Airbus. The new plane will enter intercontinental service in 2021. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.